Hey guys, hey there, hey, Bunny Mike Game, you here. As you know, I am doing my best to be able to showcase buying black for this year and all of the years to come. But most recently in my travels along the world, trying to make sure that everybody buys black, say that 10 times fast, I've realized that there's a lot of work to be done within the spaces of equity and equality in tech, entertainment, particularly tech in entertainment for people of color. And today I have two awesome blurbs in tech with ownership and blurbs with tech and entertainment. Say hi to everybody, Dame and Jay.
Oop, there.
So Dame, why don't you tell everybody who you are and what you do?
I sure will. My name is Damon. I own Ultimate Wireless LLC. We're broken up into two divisions. There's an entertainment division and a retail division. Now, the entertainment division, we sponsor events, you know, cosplay contests, cons, expos, gaming rooms, gaming centers, you know, things of that nature. We manage entertainment, you know, as far as talent. We actually own a management team of Bernadette Stannis. You know, you may know her as Thelma from Good Times. So we're on her management team as well. Our retail side is an electronic store. You know, it's e-commerce, but we have a couple of warehouses. We have video games, accessories, mobile accessories, Bluetooth, you name it. We have it, you know, I call ourselves the Black Best Buy. How you can kind of look at it that way. You know, and our they work together because the entertainment division sponsors the events and the retail side provides the gifts and the prizes for them.
Love it.
And we've been established since 2009.
Good. I wanted to know. And now, how long have you been in business? You've been in business for quite some time, since 2009.
Yeah.
So what? Like, what? 11 years now?
Yeah, going on 12. February will be 12.
Praise God. From whom all blessings.
We're very proud of that. You know, it's a tough grind, but, you know, it's worth it because if you own it, you put the work in. It's nothing like putting the work in for your own business, you know, and the struggle, as opposed to doing it for someone else's business and get no credibility, nothing. They look at you like, okay, like a pat on the head. Okay, thank you.
You still got a struggle. You just got to pick a struggle, which brings me to our next guest on this feature, who is a beautiful blurred. I know you're beautiful too, Dame, who is a beautiful blurred in ownership that I have the pleasure of having been able to meet. Why don't you introduce yourself, Jay?
Love you. First of all, I love money. Rabbits will never be the same because of you. I am a Grammy-nominated recording artist and published songwriter and the co-founder and CEO of Coexist Gaming. And we are a subscription-based, stop it, please. I'm on this call with a lot of people. We're a subscription-based gaming community, what I like to call community-based marketplace for growth. And our focus was really building an ecosystem through gaming. So, you know, I love to tell people that out of 7.7 billion people in the world, 2.7 billion of them identify as gamers. That's almost a third of the human population. And of that same 2.7 billion people, 60% of them are African-American. That's 1.6 billion African-Americans. And out of that same 2.7 billion people, 47% of them are women. That's 1.3 billion women. So people's faces drop and they look at me when I'm in meetings and they go, oh, you don't look like a gamer. I'm like, well, I'm the majority representation of gamers worldwide. So you didn't know what a gamer looked like. Let's revamp that train of thought. You know, and so for me, you know, I've been a gamer my entire life. We literally have my first NES, my first system in our game house that I've had since I was 8 years old. And I love that gaming has grown so much. And the sad fact is while there's 60% of people worldwide that are African-American, only 1% of African-Americans are developers of games. And so we are the ultimate consumers in the industry, but we are not only not being hired, even though all these companies have diversity and inclusion initiatives, they're not seeking out, they don't know who to go. And so our goal is to be an agency that houses all of this talent that creates initiatives and workshops and classes through gaming that usher in career opportunities and job opportunities, everything from gaming, tech, entertainment, media, and social.
Nice. Did you want to add into that? It's particularly interested in highlighting the portion where Jay said, and I'm sure you were shaking your head, Susie, where she was highlighting the fact that we are consumers. I remember you saying to me something similar to what Jay said prior. They love us as consumers. Finish that for me. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I've been fortunate enough to go to E3 for the past 10 years, you know, and that's prior to the public. You know, if anyone knows, you know, a gamer would have given their left lung to get into E3 because it was so hard to get in, you know, in this business, you know, entertainment industry only. So I was very fortunate to be one of the ones to accept it. So, of course, you know, I'm in there, happy to be in there. One of very few Black people in there, and you know, your badge says your name and your company. Doesn't say what your position is, just says your name. So they walk up to me and go, oh, so what do you do at Ultimate Wireless? So when I would say, I own it, the whole face would just drop. It was like, they just kind of pause, like, you own it? It's like, yeah, we do own things. You know, we're not just consumers. You know, we do sell to consumers as well. You know, they kind of look shocked, like, wow. And then the whole conversation changed. Now they want to give you free stuff. Now they're trying to push their merch in your store now. It's like, now you want to respect me. Because I said, I own it. It's a whole different conversation. If I said, oh, well, I'm a customer service writer, like, yeah, they'll just say, okay, dismiss me, and they kept on walking. You say you own it, it's like, they have to take a second to digest it and go, oh, own it. Oh, okay. So, yeah, and it's sad state. You know, I've seen it happen too many times. I've gone to EA Play out there in LA, same thing. They look at you like, oh, well, what do? You mentioned the word owner. It's like, oh, okay. You know, and it's sad because, I mean, E3, even prior to the public, it was, I would say, maybe 50 Black people that I saw in the whole thing. And once the public was allowed, it was max to capacity. You'd be lucky if you saw 1,000 Black people there. So we still aren't there.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of it because people think that they can't or they don't know how. But it's definitely, you know, it's a work in progress, but it's definitely going in the right direction. It's trending in the right direction. Yes. So I definitely, you know, so I try to help people as much as I can who want to get into business, especially in this type of, you know, industries, let them know. It's not going to be easy, but it's doable and it can be done. It's a wide open space. You know, there's enough room for everyone to eat. You just got to pull up to the table. And if they're not putting you to the table, make your own, you know, and that's how you have
that
to do
part,
it.
That part. If they're not letting you get a seat at the table, and the proverbial they is the system, the systematic the oppressor, the colonizer, the theys don't want you to sit at the table. So what you do is, as Dane said, build your own table. One of the remarkable things about Coexist, besides the fact that, you know, it's a freaking game house in Brooklyn. And I mean, put it this way, you don't got to go to Chinatown no more. And if you grew up in New York, you know that that's really the only place you could have gone to. And it wasn't always safe on the subway. One of the things that I feel is the most remarkable about the meeting at the table of the Coexist Gaming House, Jay, and Dane, chime in if you want to, is the way that, you know, Jay was able to build her own table that allowed for you to feel safe. You feel empowered. You feel as though every single time you're in the Coexist Gaming House, and chime in if you guys need to, you feel empowered to be able to go ahead and be your own POC in tech, your own POC in gaming, your own POC in entertainment. Nobody's telling you you're doing it wrong. Nobody's telling you that you're clout chasing. There's nothing but support, educational empowerment. How do you guys manage to do that, Jay?
You know what? I mean, honestly, Coexist is all about taking the many facets that we as people of color inherently possess. You know, so I take my life, right? My degree's in electrical engineering. I, like I said, am a recording artist and a songwriter. I'm a certified wine sommelier. I'm a gamer. I am all of these things because throughout the course of my life, I was really trying to find my journey, like everyone, you know, like you really want to find what fulfills you most. Cause I just love music, basketball, and video games. And where I'm from, it was like, you're not going to have a career in any of those. So what are you going to do for a living? You know? And so there was no dream building. There was no, oh yeah, you can make it in music. You can make it as a gamer. Obviously, you know, gaming was not then what it is now, you know? And it's like, okay, am I going to play professional basketball? So they're the three things that I loved that all felt way more recreational. But that didn't stop me from being great at them. So in living life while doing things that I enjoy, mm-hmm. I learned how to be great at things that I learned to find a new appreciation for. So I started working in restaurants at 13 and literally worked at restaurants all throughout college, you know, high school, finished school, went to college, and ended up just working at literally three-star Michelin restaurants, some of the best restaurants in the world. And so when I moved to New York, I signed a record deal under Motown. And after, you know, and like there was a period where I was still working at restaurants. And you're so silly, Bunny. And so I got a scholarship to study in France as a sommelier. And it was so life-changing for me because I was the youngest and only Black sommelier at a three-star Michelin restaurant.
I want to interject for my people in the hood. For the hood with the capital H, a sommelier, well, I know it's pronounced better when Jay said it, but a sommelier is somebody who knows anything and everything that has to do with wines, okay? Particularly wines from France and Italy, but they can be from anywhere, including South Africa. Okay, take it away, Jay.
Girl, facts. Big fat. And there are levels. So, you know, anybody that wants to learn more, you should watch. There's a documentary called SOMM, S-O-M-M. On Netflix, there's 1, 2, and 3. My brother executive produced it from Dallas. He's also one of the four guys that were competing to get their master in sommelier. And so for people that don't know, the master sommelier test is the hardest test in the world. There are doctors or people with genius level IQs that cannot pass it. There are members of Mensa that cannot pass it. And so it's like, you're literally blind tasting wines from all over the world. You have to guess what varietal it is, what year it is, what region. It's like a whole other world. But
that's the reason philosophy, girl. So how did that in New York? This vibe?
Well, the reason I even bring it up is because at Coexist, we have a full food and beverage program that comes from me knowing how to open and run restaurants. We have you know, these workshops and these initiatives. To me, it doesn't matter if I'm a Grammy nominated artist if I can't take the leverage, the resources that that thing gives me and literally pay it forward. And I always say we can be lit, we can mm-hmm. be rich lit too. So if gaming is the magnet that brings us all together, then how do we further the progress now that we're together? So Music Monday is not only our open mic, you know, Music Monday starts at 1 o'clock in the morning and in the afternoon. So we have songwriting classes, you know, vocal production, audio engineering, music and beat making. On, you know, Wednesdays, we had Wellness Wednesdays where we have yoga, we have trap fitness, and then we literally have Black-owned businesses that focus on the nutritional aspects of how we can keep our metabolic rate up, how we can just substitute certain foods that taste delicious in order to have a better life. Because as gamers, the last thing we're really thinking about is nutrition. We're sitting for copious hours, not always active. And so it's like, I always say you can't save the people if you don't serve the people, and you can't lead the people if you don't love the people. Well, we not only love the people, we lead and we serve them because we are them. And so, you know, really myself, my business partner, we met through music. And, you know, I say that I dedicate my life for our people because this company is my dream company. It allows me to exist in all of the facets that I possess as a person and make them coexist and celebrate yours. You don't have to just be Bunny the artist, Bunny the gamer, Bunny the mom. We celebrate every single facet that you possess because that's what makes you dope. And it's what makes you able to coexist with so many more people. And so I tell people, mm-hmm. we're inclusive. We don't turn anyone away. But I would be remiss as a Black and Dominican woman not to highlight the group of people that are so underrepresented in the industry that we not only built and created, literally made the $174.1 billion industry that it is.
Okay, billion with a B.
Billion. Billion with a B, like Black, the B. It's that alliteration is real. And I mean, it's, you know, and the sad thing is while we're building these businesses, we don't own a stake in any. So we are the leaders and trailblazers in fashion, but what do we own? The leaders and trailblazers in tech, but what do we own? In gaming, but what do we own? Construction, engineering, the list literally goes on. Even sports. What teams do we own?
Right. Which one? Not a one. And go ahead. See, that's the part of business. That's the part of business when the doorbell rings. You know what I'm
saying? Got to be ready to take it.
Ready to receive, ready to delegate. And I wanted to talk about what Jay was saying with you, Dave. Do you feel sometimes like there are moments where what you do encompasses all the things that you are, similarly to the way that we have experienced at the Coexist Game House with the Coexist brand and all of the things that Jay and her partner have done? What part about what you do in entertainment and tech as a person of color in the ownership sense, what part of what you do is the paying it forward similarly? And then what is it that you wish people could have been able to pay forward to you to get you to a space? I want to educate people. I want people to know that the way to close this equity gap within the tech and entertainment industries is because we need education on ownership. And part of the education on ownership is being vulnerable enough to say, yo, this is what the fuck I wish I knew. This is what I definitely didn't, you know, I didn't expect. And this is what I'm doing to pay it forward. So what is that like for you at Ultimate Wireless?
Well, for me, I like to network. I tell people network, network, network. You know, that's the key. You know, meet people, like-minded people, you know, meet people that are owners, you know, all races, but, you know, owners, so you can kind of pick their brain. Like when I was in my 20s and I wanted to start my own business and I didn't know what to do. And a friend of mine who was an attorney, he gave me the best advice ever. He said, you'll be surprised how receptive people are to this. He said, find someone who's doing what you do, who owns it, invite them to lunch. And tell them you want to pick their brain and you're interested in doing what they're doing. He said, you would think they'll look at you like you're nuts, but they're going to be honored that you even asked them if they want, you know, you want their wisdom, but they would say yes. You know, because I originally wanted to open up an arcade years ago. Ooh. I tell people all the time, Dave and Buster stole my idea. It should be Dame and Buster right now. back then, I told him, why do you think it took Dave and Buster until about 2 years ago, came to New Jersey. And you only see a few because the laws for games and the restrictions for the registration were ridiculous. And I wanted to do it. So it was this big arcade in Wilbur Mall, New Jersey. You know, he was the one, I didn't realize at the time, he provided all the games for all of the malls, all the Chuck E. Cheese. So I said, you know what, can't hurt. You know, so I called him and I said, no, I'm interested in opening an arcade and I would like to take you to lunch. And he was like, wow, really? Like me? His attitude was like, little old me? I'm like, you own all the arcades. He's still thinking like, little old me? So he said, yes. You know, so I went up to the arcade and we talked, you know, we had lunch. I wanted to pick his brain. By the time I left the meeting, he wanted to do business with me and partner with me. That's you know, the only thing that stopped it is at the time I was like 21 and he wanted a 50-50 split, which sounded good on the surface, but my 50% went towards the inventory, you know, the building. And you know, so he said, I'll provide all the games that never be old and I'll replace them. So I said, oh, of course I'm a 21-year-old. I'm like, yeah, I'm all excited about them. I'm like, wait. It's like, I'm not going to make any money off of this. But I said, you know what? The fact he took the meeting with me was good. It was education. And I learned, okay, that's what people want. So now as a business owner myself, I always mentor people. People always ask me, how do you start a business? And I tell them, look, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, it's not easy. Some people are so good at what they do, it looks easy. I said, but trust me, it's a lot harder than you think. I said, you have to be willing to put in the work. Like I mentioned earlier, you grind hard for these 9-to-5s for somebody else.
Yes.
But you get home, you're like, I got to do this. I got to do that for your own business.
The you know, big C word comes up. The big C word is you have to commit.
Absolutely.
More than ever, you get into this and you have to, beyond the decision that you make to get into ownership, I want for you guys to understand the huge C word is commit. And with that thought, before we go, I had a question for you guys that I really am so eager to ask the both of you because the audience really needs to know. What has 2020 as a decade of a year? What has this year, now that we are in December of 2020, what has this year taught you guys as Black blurred in tech, gaming, and entertainment, okay? And aside from what it has taught you, what have you taken from 2020 that you will take into 2021? Let's start with Jay.
So there's so many things. I was literally talking to my best friend about this last night because I was saying to him, I was like, you know what? This has been a great year because it's been a year of, yes, burn that sentence, girl. It's been a year of introspection. So 2020 to me was an opportunity year. It was an opportunity to assess the hand you've been given, right? None of us had a choice in what we were dealt this year. But the choice we always have is, okay, how do we play this hand? The important thing is that you play the hand and not throw the cards on the table. And so I feel like personally, I know, and I say this about Black people all the time, we are the most resilient people. We don't give up around here. Like, that's not what we do. We were built to last. We were built to survive. Now that we know we can survive anything. So honestly, when people were talking about, oh, people of color, millennials are not taking this seriously, it's like, okay, guys, so sorry that something we can see hasn't frightened us yet. There are things we can see that are a lot more scary. So forgive us for not being as intimidated as we should be initially at the thing we can't see. But I do believe that when it comes to, no matter how dire a situation, we reinvent, we naturally pivot, and we survive. And so this year, man, I am so grateful because I knew I was built for greatness. I always say, if you don't fit in to a world, it's because you were built to create a new one. But I know this year, without a doubt, I walk into, we're raising money for the company. I walk into every meeting with a level of confidence that I didn't even know I could have. Because after seeing so many businesses close, understanding that we've actually grown in the midst of a pandemic. We have always chosen to put people before profit, but the way that we needed to assess and analyze the company made us invest more. It made us really reach out to every one of our members, every person, understand them more deeply, understand their needs, and create an opportunity, create and facilitate a resource so that they knew you're not alone in this. You have family, you had a coexist family. As a result, our subscriptions quadrupled during the pandemic. And so everything is relative. So it's like, you know, we talk to investors, we don't have like thousands and thousands of these, you know, people, right? Like members, we have thousands of members. Our membership initially was free. When we launched our subscription, it was always like 10% of the people that would come to our monthly event. We watched that number go from 10 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 to 60% to 70 to 80 to 90% because we chose to invest in those people by creating even more experiences in the name of gaming that would affect them directly. Anything that they said they needed, we were able to create something that was very specific for them.
And I love it.
I'm grateful for that. So that helped this year, but I'll take that with me for the rest of my life, that it matters to, when you have a consumer facing business, it matters to make sure you understand that consumer. And I say that because the people that are at the top tier of gaming don't understand their consumer, because we are Black people. And I would say the POC, POV matters, because you got to love the people in order to lead them. And so just having a commercial space and just having a bunch of money does not make us follow you. It does not keep your business afloat, because no one wants to be capitalized on without being rewarded for the capitalization. And then the only other thing that I want to say to people is, be your own boss.
Say it twice.
Say it again.
Don't make it again. An LLC by people. Get that S Corp. Get that C Corp. That's how we created Build Your Business 101 on Finance Fridays, because we have helped 23 of our members start their own businesses. We've even helped provide them funding to secure their own LLCs. Be your own boss. A guy was watching on Instagram, and I'm going to let you talk, Damon. I'm so full with this question because I was watching this guy on a story yesterday, and he was talking about the vaccine. And I shouldn't even say the word because algorithms are real. But
right?
He was talking about the shot and saying how a lot of people are going to fall prey to getting it just, and they're going to want to just because their jobs are going to make them. But when you're your own boss, can't nobody make you do nothing. They can't fire you for putting something in your body that you don't want to. Be your own boss.
Amen. So I have the same question. What has this decade of a year that we've had in 2020 now that we're clear from the majority of what we could not foresee? What has it been like for you, Dane, at Ultimate Wireless with all of the challenges that you've had to overcome and you've made through? What have you learned this year? And what will you be taking from what you learned this year into next year, 2021? Burn the stage. Take it away, Dane.
Well, first of all, there was so many layers to what Jay said, but I agree with everything. You know, as far as the confidence level, I tell people all the time, I walk in like I'm a Fortune 500 company no matter what. You know, just like, hey, this is what we're bringing to the table. You know, if you're going to deal with us, great. If not, tip my hat and I keep it moving. You know, you can't be intimidated, you know, because people think, well, I'm a small business. So they kind of come in with a small business mind. It's like, no, you know, I'm Best Buy. You know, you can't tell me I'm not Best Buy. You know, I sell what they sell. Prices are the same or better. You know, you have to come in with that confidence. You know, and as far as, like you said, this year was probably our best year sponsoring wise. Now, speaking of that, I'll be remiss if I didn't mention we've been sponsoring the Coexist Gaming House since March 2009, their grand prizes. So we've been family for a while.
Yes. I shout out to you, right? Money won the drone.
And she won the first event I missed is the one that she won the drone.
And it's the first time I ever won.
I know.
Any giveaway, raffle type of thing. I cried like a little loser outside, but I was big winning. I was a big winner. So yes, Ultimate Wireless absolutely does sponsor. And I had this ready for when you said that.
We sponsored the biggest events we've ever had this year. You know, during the pandemic, we were sponsoring events alongside HBO, Pixar, the Oakland A's, you know, baseball team. So we were up there with the big dogs, and it's like we weren't intimidated. We were like, hey, we're just as good as you. You know, we're providing services, you know. And as far as, you know, what I've learned is that because normally between the two businesses, I travel about 60% of the time, and there's literally no time to do anything else, you know. But with the downtime of not traveling, I finally got a chance to update my website. You know, and I did it myself. Never built a website before in my life. I said, you know what? But I have nothing but time on my hands to learn. So there's two Ultimate Wireless websites that look horrible right now.
For using the time. Like this year taught you so much that it even taught you how to make better usage of what? Time.
My time. You know, I said, moving forward, now I can balance it better now because when things pick back up, I had the mindset, okay, now I know how to do this. It took me this long to do that. You know, I got the website out the way. You know, so it's so many other things that I can focus on. You know, but with the confidence level, it's always been there, but it's probably even higher now because I can look at that on my quote-unquote business resume with the type of events that we sponsor. They look at us like, okay, we can bring more to the table. You know, because the first thing they asked me, because I sponsored Afro Comic Con a couple months ago, first thing they asked me, said, well, have you done this before? And what have you, you know, who have you sponsored? So when I started name dropping, he was like, oh. Then the conversation turned to, well, we do community events too. Do you want to, you know, work with us there? I'm like, oh, okay. So I got him on the hook. Got it. You know, but it's all because of, you know, your business resume. So that's why when Jay said she's helping people start their business, you know, that's a great thing because people don't realize you have that power. You just have to take it, you know, because some people are nervous that they have their mindset already. Well, I can't. It was probably going to be hard. So let me just not even attempt. You got to try. You know, swing for the fences. You know, they say no, let them say no. You know, there's going to be a lot of yeses out there. Just, you got to put your head out there, you know, take that risk, because our people are, they've got the consumer mindset, and we got to start getting them to think, hey, you can own, you can still be a consumer, but you need to own your own stuff too.
Because the risk is always going to be worth the reward. You're going to learn. If you don't learn, I mean, then you got a long way to go before you go into ownership. But the risk as far as ownership is always going to be worth the reward. Why is it? Because the ends will always justify the means when you're making moves that allow for people to come after you to have a clear path. Okay? We are not here to be selfish. There's a good selfish, but there's a way for you to be able to be selfish for the collective, for the greater good, mm-hmm. for the common good. And at this moment in time, moving forward into 2021, in order to bridge the gap in the equity and ownership within tech, entertainment, and everything in between, you need to be able to know that you have to be empowered by way of education, paying it forward, and having that fearlessness and knowing that the risk will always be worth the reward. Okay. It's not unrewarding work. Yeah, how can we find you guys? All right. I want Jay, tell us everywhere you are, everything you do. And then Dame, you do the same before we go.
Of course. So I'm Letta J Music on literally everything. LettaJ Music. You can go to LettaJMusic.com, check out some tunes and see all the greatness. Coexist Gaming is also Coexist Gaming on everything except for Twitch. It's Gaming Coexist. But go to CoexistGaming.com. I always urge people to go to the website because it's the hub. We've got all of the information. We highlight our community members' businesses. We have pictures and videos and information so you can really sort of dive into understanding what we're about. I'm excited that we built our app with a very small core team this year, funded it ourselves. And in Q1 of next year. So I'm very, very excited that our members will get to have another perk and they get to keep us in the pocket close to where they are.
Take it away, Dame.
Well, our website is ultimate-wireless.com. You have to put the hyphen in the middle or you're going to get some crazy company about wires and stuff. You don't want to go there. But ultimate-wireless.com. One of the things we created new this year with our downtime is we created a free membership called the UW Club. And it's free to sign up. You get up to 25% off everything in the store. You have your own page where you have access to the whole store and exclusive items just for you. So if there's something that comes in 10 colors, you'll have all 10 colors, whereas the rest of the store only have 5, as an example. And so we're proud of that. And it's free. You know, the website, ultimate-wireless.com. Now, our retail Instagram is ultimate_wireless_LLC. The entertainment Instagram is ULT_wireless_ENT. And it's Facebook. It's pretty simple. Ultimate.wireless for Facebook.
You got to have that Facebook. You know, you know what I'm saying? You got a website, got a Facebook, then, you know, you got all the other things. But I'm so grateful, so grateful to be able to, A, know y'all, first of all, and then B, be able to do this with you guys on the last month of a detrimental year that has set off this amazing trend, which I believe will be a trend moving forward for decades and hundreds of years to come, for our people of color in blurred tech and entertainment.
Absolutely.
Until next time, I'm Bunny Mike Game You, and take a look around at www.girlscan'tgeek.com. Go over to twitch.tv/girlscan'tgeek. Also go to YouTube and search Girls Can't Geek for more content on how to be able to set yourself up for success as a blurred in today's world. Thank you guys.